Ready. Set. Spartan Race is back for 2018, and we're accepting no excuses. Barbed wire crawls, tire drags, spear throws, and much more. Whatever your ability, you'll discover the right challenge for you. Take on our 5 to 25-kilometre events designed to push you to limits you never knew you could overcome. Complete an obstacle course race and let adventure back into your life. Are you ready to unleash your inner Spartan warrior? Visit SpartanRace.uk.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
I suppose it all started with the snow. You see, it was a very special kind of snow. A snow to make the happy happier and the giddy even giddier. A snow to make a homecoming homier and natural enemies friends. Natural. For it was the first snow of the season, and as any child can tell you, there's a certain magic to the very first snow, especially when it falls on the day before Christmas. For when the first snow is also a Christmas snow, well, something wonderful is bound to happen.
All right, folks, Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Eve here on Tooncast Beyond, the 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. This is the penultimate episode for the first annual 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me in his own ghetto cast radio is Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation.
You ass. Hello.
Hello. And of course, joining us via the interwebs is that snowed-in snowman himself, Steve Megatron.
I'm feeling a little frosty.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
And it is Christmas Eve, folks. And of course, what would Christmas Eve be without Frosty the Snowman, the classic Rankin-Bass special, featuring Jimmy Durante and a bunch of other people that Doug will list off from his phone.
Oh, yeah, smart ass. Jackie Vernon, Billy DeWolf, Paul Frees. My God, the indomitable Paul Frees. And then, of course, June Foray.
Of course, of course. And Frosty the Snowman, for those of you who have been living under a rock for the last God knows how long, is basically about a bunch of school kids and the snowman that they brought to life one day with a magic hat. And it's Mr. Hinkle, isn't it?
His name? The magician?
Yeah.
I don't think they actually ever say.
I could have sworn his name was Hinkle.
Might have been.
I don't know. So let me see here. I'm going to have to edit all this out because I'm just going to look here. Let's see. Karen. Blah. Yeah, Professor. Yeah, I was right. Billy DeWolf, Professor Hinkle. I was right. All right.
Okay.
So yes, Professor Finkel. Wow. Fuck.
Lakes is out, asshole.
Hey. Love the Jim Carrey joke.
You dickheads.
That's spectacular.
Yes. So yes, Mr. Hinkle is the magician, voiced by Billy DeWolf, and it's about him and his quest for a new magic hat, and he has Hocus Pocus the rabbit with him in his current magic hat, and this magic hat helps Karen and her other schoolmates build Frosty the Snowman. Doug, when did you first see this? Do you remember what age you were when you first saw this?
Oh, geez. I would probably say, 7, 8 years old, right around the same time that I saw with The Grinch and Rudolph and all the other specials, because this was one of those ones that CBS, again, would show every year. And so my parents would sit me down and say, here's a lovely Christmas episode for you to watch.
Absolutely. What about you, Steve? Do you remember when you first saw this?
Yeah, I remember it. I wouldn't say that it's like one of my absolute favorites. I know that's blasphemy, but
Blasphemer!
What's sad is I prefer the newer one, just because I've watched it more times with my kid. I don't find this one, like, I enjoy it like the first few times I see it, but with the proximity of amount of times that my kid has had me watch these films, I'd never care to watch it again, but that's just personal preference. I'm not saying that it's not a good film, because I know that it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give him this, Mike, is that, you know, Gray Griffin does voice one of the characters in the new Frosty, so it can't be that bad.
That's
the
fine.
Voice cast is spectacular in the new one. Not saying anything about the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember, for me, what I remember about Frosty the Snowman, the Jimmy Durante, Paul Frees one, the one that we're mainly talking about here, is that it was the quintessential snowman cartoon for Christmas. It was, you know, the whole thing going along with the song and everything else. And then they had friggin' Dan, Roseanne's husband, John Goodman. I don't get me wrong, I love John Goodman, but wow. They had him come back and do Frosty Returns. Are you friggin' kidding me?
Hey, the third one, they got Bill Fagerbakke.
That works,
Which actually isn't that bad.
Yeah. Now all you need is a sponge for a magician.
Oh, wait, that's Peter Griffin.
You screwed the pooch on that.
Yeah, I don't like SpongeBob, so I just know that they sound annoying equally.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frosty is, like I said, a pretty simple tale. He's got to get to the North Pole because it's not cold enough for him, and hiding in a refrigerated boxcar is a good idea for snowmen, but not for little girls, apparently. What I love about this, outside of Frosty and the kids and the way Hinkle reacts and acts during the whole thing, I love me the rabbit, Hocus Pocus. I had a rabbit as a kid. She wasn't named Hocus Pocus, but Hocus is one of those just absolutely funny cartoon characters. Anything that rabbit did, I just absolutely loved as a kid and even now. And I mean, you got Jimmy Durante narrating. How awesome is that?
And the fact that he was singing along with the song, and there's just something classic about hearing, you know, a classic movies, you know, black and white film era singer like that. You know, I mean, you know, Danny Kaye or Frank Sinatra or Fred
no
Astaire.
Tap dancing.
No. I'm just saying, you know, because you had all of them doing all the specials for, like, the Rankin Bass stuff, and now you've got Jimmy Durante coming in for this Rankin Bass episode, for this, you know, this one. It was classic. It's great. I loved it.
Yeah, it really, really is. Steve, what are some of your other thoughts on Frosty as far as the plot, the characters, and the animation style?
No, I enjoyed the animation style. It was, I liked the fact that it was a little bit different. It was a lot brighter, and there really weren't any animation defects with it, which were kind of prone a little bit in some of that older animation, but it wasn't really present there. And then I loved the you know, how they did things with Frosty, or, you know, the kids and the just the overall premise of it wasn't really that bad. I enjoyed how the hat brought him to life, and the magician thought, you know, this hat sucks. It's not any good. There's no good magic tricks left in it. And then he, you know, discards it, and then come to find out he's a moron. And then he wants it back because, you know, greedy him. Oh, it works. I must have it. And then Santa's like,
must have that hat.
I must have it. And then, you know, of course, Santa puts him in his place, like, hey, dude, you're a thief. And you're kind of a dick, so.
Yeah, I know Steve's not going to have a connection to this, but if you think about it, Doug, Santa Claus's car.
Yeah.
He's this Paul Frees. For those that don't know, Paul Frees returned as the Knight automated roving robot in Knight Rider after Peter Cullen did it the first time. And I'm just like, I remember as a kid, after watching that Knight Rider episode, watching this special, I'm like, car as Santa Claus? What's going on here?
Well, what tripped me out, okay, is that if anybody had ever been to Disneyland and went on the Haunted Mansion ride, There's an introduction that goes through and it talks about the 99 ghosts and how there's always room for 100. Paul Frees was the original narrator for that. And so for me to hear Paul Frees as Santa Claus, I kept thinking, wow, Santa Claus is the guy who's at the Haunted Mansion leading the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it was just so fun. It really, really was. I absolutely love the Frosty special. And like I've said, folks, over the last, 3 days here between 20 and, well, four, between 20 and 24 now, these specials, for a lack of a better word, are just special to me. They really are. Yes, last year I may have had like a little bit of a my own Grinch thing of not wanting to watch them. Luckily, Jennifer picked me up out of that. But it's just one of those things where I can't see the holidays without Charlie Brown, the Grinch, Grandma, Mickey and Pluto's Christmas Tree, and Mickey's Christmas Carol, and this, and what we'll talk about tomorrow, Rudolph. I just can't see Christmas without them. It's just like a lot of people, don't see Christmas without It's a Wonderful Life. For me, I just couldn't get past the title. And Christmas Vacation, a lot of people can't get into the Christmas spirit without at least watching that once. And now looking at this Rankin Bass special with Frosty, I know this will never happen because Rankin Bass is no longer a thing, but this would have been amazing. The Frosty animation style, Doug's going to jump up and punch me when I say this. I know he is. This would have been awesome if they would have made a Christmas Story animated version like this.
I can see it, but at the same time...
I mean, just the Frosty specific animation, the bright colors and everything else, especially with the whole I triple dog dare, they could work in the temperature thing and everything else. I just think that would be so cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it would be a bad thing, but at the same time, it's not something that I'd necessarily seek out.
Anything's better than a Christmas Story 2.
You shut up or I'm going to make you watch it. I have it right up there behind me.
I know. You and your leg.
You should do it. Torture him. Do it.
Shut up.
You have a limited time offer.
Yeah.
Limit. Yep.
Offer expires while you're right. Operators are standing by. No one.
Please call now.
Yeah, no one's going to get that. So yeah, Frosty, between Jimmy Durante, Paul Frees, the story, all the characters, just absolutely love it. What I want to know from some of the people who may or may not be listening to this is, what do you think of Frosty? Comment on this post on geekestrio.com and let us know. Do you just watch this original Frosty? Do you watch Frosty Returns? Have you seen the new Frosty? I have not. I didn't even know there was a new Frosty until Steve mentioned it.
It's on Netflix for those wanting to watch it. My son loves that film.
Cool.
We've watched it probably four times already.
Wow.
This year.
Wow.
Poor this Steve. Week. This day.
Yeah, this day. Yeah. Poor Steve. What would you give 0 to 5, Steve, for the original Frosty?
I guess I'll give it a 4. I mean, I love the premise overall, like, the kids helping Frosty and then Frosty ending up having to sacrifice himself to save the kid. So
mm-hmm. What about you, Doug?
I would probably give it about the same. It's not one of my absolute favorite films. It's not something that I actively seek out every year to watch, but I still like it. So I'm going to give it that 4.
I got to give it a 5. It's just one of those ones that I have to seek out every single year because it's the only, and I will give The Legend of Frosty a try. I'm not saying I won't, but until Steve told me about that, the only other sequel we had was Frosty Returns. And as I said, I'm sorry. That thing
it's not continuity.
Yeah,
I know. Thank
it's
God.
Like, well, it's like Teen Titans.
You got Andy Griffith narrating the damn thing. So it's like,
He was still alive back then?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
Why, yes, he was. You keep waiting for Aunt Bee and Barney to pop out.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Or Tyler or Connor from Matlock, for crap's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, folks, that's day 24. So we got 2 4s and a 5 for Frosty. Doug, where can the people find you online, sir?
You can find me out at mygenerationpodcast.com, so you can check out Talking About My Generation there. You can also find us out on Facebook at My Generation Podcast.
Steve, where can the people find you online?
At the Twitters, at SCP21, or at Altered Geek.
Awesome. I am at TF2 and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Also at TuneCast Beyond for the other show updates. And tomorrow's Christmas Day, folks. It'll be the final wrap-up of 25 Days of TuneCast Beyond Christmas. Come on back and hear Steve, Doug, and I talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Because we ain't going to be playing no reindeer games. Ben Affleck, go away. And turn those blue lights off, damn it. I'll give you a blue Christmas.
Well, folks, as for the rest of the story,
he went down in his story.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.